From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a search for peace for Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting separately with his Iranian and Russian counterparts in Vienna. Kerry is taking part in informal meetings in the Syrian conflict with senior diplomats from Russia, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Austria, and the European Union. There are multilateral meetings planned for Friday. The talks notably will not include members of either the Syrian government or the main groups trying to overthrow it. Protests and attacks in Jerusalem eased Thursday, but tensions have flared in Hebron. A Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli border guard near a shrine in the city. The man then attempted to stab another security officer before Israeli forces shot and killed the attacker. In a second incident, a Palestinian man allegedly tried to stab an Israeli soldier in Hebron. Tanzania's Electoral Commission says ruling party candidate John Magufuli has won the nation's presidential election. The commission said Thursday that the CCM party's Magufuli defeated main challenger Edward Lowassa of the opposition Chadema party 58-40%. Lowassa rejected the official results of Sunday's election even before they were announced, citing alleged fraud. On Wednesday, the Electoral Commission in semi-autonomous Zanzibar nullified voting results there, citing gross violations in the voting process. The U.S. House of Representatives has elected Congressman Paul Ryan as its speaker. Speaker of the House is one of the most powerful positions in Washington and second in line of succession to the White House. This is VOA News. Germany's foreign minister said Thursday the European Union needs a common border protection policy. Frank-Walter Steinmeier also said the EU needs to be ready to share the migrant burden fairly. U.S. economic growth slowed in July, August, and September, expanding at an annual rate of just 1.5%. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department showed the gross domestic product expanded at less than half the rate of the previous quarter as consumer and business spending slowed. Other new data show pending home sales declined in September, perhaps suggesting a cooling of housing demand in coming months. A UN spokesman says 20 peacekeepers have been released by rebels in South Sudan. The official says 12 contractors are still being held by the rebels. The peacekeepers were detained on Monday while escorting a UN fuel barge on the Nile River. The newly re-elected president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, says he aims to promote national reconciliation and cut poverty in half during his second term. President Ouattara spoke Thursday with VOA's French to Africa service in Abidjan, a day after he was declared the winner of the October 25th election.
I want the country to be more democratic. I hope by the time of my last term, in 2020, that Côte d'Ivoire will be seen as a model of democracy and also the rule of law and, of course, of good economic progress.
Alassane Ouattara. India has sought to deepen its political and economic partnership with African nations at a summit in New Delhi. Anjana Pasricha takes a look.
Calling India and Africa two bright spots of hope and opportunity in the global economy, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi wooed African nations on Thursday with the promise of a partnership for prosperity.
Power and irrigation help add value to your resources in Africa and set up industrial and information technology parks.
The third India-Africa summit was India's most ambitious diplomatic outreach to the continent, with representation from virtually all of Africa's 54 countries. Anjana Pasricha of New Delhi.
Work resumed Thursday on a new U.S. military airbase on Japan's southern island of Okinawa. It marks a victory for the central government of Japan over attempts by the island's governor to block a relocation of the base. China's defense ministry says it will use a special video teleconference with U.S. military officials to express its position on tensions in the South China Sea. The U.S. and Chinese chiefs of naval operations will take part in Thursday's discussions. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.